Thank you for calling the customer support. This is Brandy speaking. I may help you.
Hi, I just got a charge on my account from you guys, and I have not received anything from you. So I want to know what it is you're sending me and either accept it or deny it. It was...
What's that zip code?
84014.
And that first and last name?
Tammy Long. You did a charge for $64.97. Are you Quality Balance?
I'm a third party call center, so I'm not sure which company you order from until I have an account pulled up. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Could you verify the address for me?
You guys have it. No, you should have it if you just tried to make a...
So asking for an address to verify is just security purpose. I'm not sure if you're Tammy R. Long, Tammy H. Long. If, you know, you might not be just
Tammy
only Tammy Long in my system. Yes, ma'am. Could you verify the address for me?
25 West, 200 North, Centerville, Utah.
Okay. So, yes, I did charge your account. I do see what you have to watch.
Yes, I've already gotten it, but you guys already charged me for that.
So what this was a 14-day trial. You had 14 days to cancel the trial, and if the trial was not canceled, then you were billed for the product price on the 15th day, whereas you paid shipping and handling to begin with, and by the account not being canceled, you then paid for the product itself. These are not reoccurring charges. You will not see these charges every month, and so on and so on. That was
sent back the product?
Ma'am?
Can I cancel it and send back the product?
Well, no, ma'am. You say you haven't. Have you received the watch?
Yes, I just got it, but I was just paying shipping and handling for it, and so I don't necessarily really want it. Can I just return it? It's unopened.
Well, no, ma'am. The shipping warehouse that these products come from is just a shipping warehouse, which means they just can't accept anything back. Like, there's no return address.
So how do I return the product if I don't want it? Where did it come from?
Did you get the mail? You received the product. Should have. It was anything on the box or anything you came from? You stated it wasn't open.
The product is not open. No, it just came in an envelope, and I'll have to find it. There wasn't any return address on it.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I mean by there's no way to return. There wouldn't be a return address. So it's just a shipping warehouse. Nothing can be shipped back. What you do with the product is your product. So if you don't want it, by all means, do what you want to do with the product. But it just can't be sent back to where it came from.
So what is the $64.97 for the 16?
The $64.97 is for one of the watches you have?
I only have one watch.
And do you have earpods?
Yes.
So another charge would have been for the earpods.
Okay, so both. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So there's no product. It doesn't tell you who's sending it to me.
I only see Focus Watch, like that company.
Right. That's the company that sent it. Is Focus?
Focus Watch, yes. And then the earbuds says Focus Earbuds Tech. Focus Watch Tech, and then Focus.
Focus. Do you have a phone number for them?
I believe once you call them, you'll call us. We deal with their company. Like, we're the call center for their company.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
So then I need to return the product back to Focus.
So, ma'am,
the
product isn't returnable. The product isn't returnable.
Okay. All right, but it's a one-time charge. I'm not going to get it every time, right?
No, ma'am.
Because you guys already you charged me once before from
so
for
the
same
charges at the beginning
month.
Didn't come to us. It went to the shipping. It went to whoever brought their product, like USPS. The shipping and handling prices, we don't get those charges. It goes to the people that it delivered to you. That's their charge to bring you their product. The product that the money that is ours is the what you've been charged for on the $64.97 and the $69. That would be our product. I mean our charge, which is
oh,
the price of their
oh,
product.
Already, so you're let's see. So the you're charging me both $64.97 and $69.97.
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's a different phone number.
Yes, ma'am. I don't. I have no. I don't. I have no idea why it's seen. I'm not sure. It's just a. It's a computer problem. They do it for the bank. I'm not sure why they do that, but it is the same company,
yeah,
same people.
Okay. Because let me just look at my account. Because I already got charged for these last month, so.
Yes, ma'am. You should have got charged last month with the shipping and handling prices. Well, it would actually been this month, March 7th. I mean, May 7th. I'm sorry.
Let me look back and look at it. From, there's 64, the 69. And then quality balance. That's you too.
Is
18.
Is,
mm-hmm.
1894. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I wanted to find out. All right. Thanks so much.
No problem.
So
thanks
I'm
for
not going to get these charges again.
No, ma'am. They're not reoccurring charges. Yes, ma'am. You have paid shipping and handling, and then you pay for the product. So there's no reason for us to charge you again.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
No problem. Thank you for calling.